Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nordman, KBN on 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and streaming live at ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube. The 414 Hour on KBN is brought to you by Siding Unlimited. Siding Unlimited is Wisconsin's leader in Pella window installation. Looking for new windows, siding, roof, and doors? Visit them at SidingUnlimited.com.
It's the 414 Hour at Vote on KBN Victory Monday, baby.
That Victory Monday is brought to you by National Liquor Mart, 16th and National in Milwaukee, packed with the best beer, seltzer, liquor, and spirit deals in town. Open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, where your satisfaction is their plan of action. It is Kyle Bruston Nordman in the 414 Hour at 4. I'm Ben Brust. That's Kyle Wallace rocking the Packer Jordan Love jersey with his fake jewelry and fake watch.
Stop playing. Stop with glasses.
Now
you throwing dirt on my name. Now you lying. Don't
am
you lie
I?
On my name. What you mean?
Am I?
What you mean? Am I?
What's the most expensive thing you got on?
Probably or the shades. The shades were like, you know, like 200. But the chain.
I think I'm on TikTok. It was Strofe. We were talking about this. Get ready with me. Kyle should have done a get ready.
GRWM.
The Versace watch was on sale.
Of course,
it was. It was originally 800, three or seven something. Got it for three something.
Oh wow!
And that chain,
the chain, it's a little thin, but it's diamonds. It is diamonds. The chain, I think,
lab-grown.
Was like that. I don't know. I don't know if it was lab grown or not. I didn't really get into the world.
So I met you, and you don't actually even know.
I know lab grown or not is bling in it, but you know it's name. You know, it's within my budget.
It's the most expensive chain you got?
Yes, it would be.
I like it.
Yes.
Brad Nordman rocking the Iron Jock hoodie.
Yeah.
Free.
And
the rich man and the poor man. This is why he's rich and I'm poor.
Alex Everything Stroh I have on
the
is
show.
Free
right yeah. 800-990-3776.
$1,000
on me today, babe. Yeah, uh-huh. You lie. You got quiet. You lie. On YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Victory Monday. Packers win 28-21, and the Bears fans have gone silent. When I look at this game, I'm not going to lie, it's very hard. This is very, very hard right now to not think about 2 weeks from now. We need to make it our jobs and everyone listening's jobs to stay focused on Denver.
Oh, I'm focused on Denver.
I know, but Brad, you can't tell me you're not thinking about 2 weeks from now. Strofe, you can't tell me it's not a little bit in your brain.
I mean, I guess a little bit, sure, but is the Super Bowl. I mean,
we're getting a different Strofe today. We're getting
this is a big game on Sunday in Denver. They won 9 in a row.
10, I think.
Is it 10 now?
I don't think they won 10.
It is big.
Well, they won yesterday.
They're 11-2.
I don't know. I said this last week against the Bears. It's another team. I don't know if they're as good as the record indicates. Because, I mean, we watched them struggle on Sunday Night Football last week against Washington.
A lot of close games for them as well.
They needed a last-minute touchdown yesterday to beat the Raiders, so we'll see.
That's not true. That's not true.
Their defense is good. What do you mean that's not true?
They were up 24-7 in that game, and the Raiders just...
Oh, they had a comeback.
They didn't even... Yeah, sure.
They won by a touchdown.
Yes, true.
And it went down to the wire, is my understanding.
Not really, no.
Okay, semantics, Kyle, again.
I mean, he's
I know
not
your cousin's
the
on the practice
he's
squad for the Broncos, hey, so you're like a big Broncos fan.
Yeah, he's wearing Broncos gear this Sunday. Is anybody going to dig up tweets on him?
Wow. Are you really?
I was not allowed to wear Packers gear. I'm going to wear my Packers stuff underneath.
Wait, you're going out to Denver?
Oh, you didn't know this?
Just now, you could have gone Friday earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, okay, you're leaving Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can't wear Packers gear. Does that mean you are wearing Broncos gear because your cousin?
Wearing it
TBD,
under
bro.
Doesn't count.
TBD. You'll find out and you'll see.
Why don't you just wear like black, neutral?
Maybe. We'll see. TBD, bro. You'll see.
Why are you doing this TBD, bro? It's not that hard of a question.
To be determined. That's what TBD stands for. But no, I keep continue on.
Raiders scored 10 points in the fourth quarter against Denver yesterday.
Interesting.
And they lost by 7.
I knew we were going to come back to the Kyle versus Strofe.
Well, no, I let it go. But Strofe, they scored 10 points and they scored 10 points and they still lost.
If the
by
Raiders
7.
Can score 10 points in the fourth quarter, the Packers can score, what, 40? That defense must not be as good as everybody's saying they are.
Uh-oh, Strofe is feeling himself.
Especially
now.
The Raiders, man. They
Oh, yeah, Super Bowl's back on. It's so back on.
Their odds continuously get better.
Second highest odds.
I understand that. But it's just wide open.
The Packers have had an interesting journey from week two. They were second in overall odds. They fell to as low as like 2,200 at one point, I want to say, at Potawatomi Sportsbook. And then they continued to climb. And I think at this point, Brad, are you willing to declare the NFC North over?
I am. I've seen enough.
I am.
I've seen enough. I've seen enough out of the Green Bay Packers and everybody else in the NFC North. Vikings, get out of here with that.
I'm just so shocked by your conviction as a former NFL player.
I mean,
the week by week mindset.
It is crazy.
You got the Denver Broncos, the Chicago Bears, a Ravens team that hasn't been great, but in desperation, crazy things happen. And luckily, you have the University of Minnesota in the last week.
You sure do, but the Bears also have the Packers again. They have the Browns, which should be easy, but then they have 49ers and the Lions to finish out. The Lions, they're not winning the division. They're just scraping away to try to get a wild card. So it's only the Chicago Bears. I saw on Sunday the better team in the Green Bay Packers. They will probably beat them again in 2 weeks, and I think finishing out the rest of the year, the Packers have won a slightly more manageable schedule, but also the better team. I look at this, and I see a team that, like every year during Carathon, continues to blossom. They grow up right in front of our very eyes, and I'm seeing a team that's formidable and a force to be reckoned with. I wanted to see, you know, like, based on Potawatomi, like, where the Packers are at from Super Bowl perspective. I'm, you know, did the Bears move up at all? They hardly moved up at all.
Oh, I actually was curious about that.
I need to go back.
Because they were 14th in odds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They're still 14th.
They're behind.
They're plus 4,000.
They're behind the Baltimore Ravens, who are currently out of the playoff picture. It's crazy.
Are you behind the Chiefs still, too?
No, slightly ahead of the Chiefs. So I just look at this and I see.
Yep, Chargers, Ravens, Niners, the Jacksonville Jaguars at plus 2,000 because they're open AFC.
Your team.
I just look at this and maybe the statistician.
Packers
in me,
second in Super Bowl odds.
It's crazy. You know, the statistician in me, the week by week guy, the not get look ahead, you know, former player, is telling me it's premature to say that this is it's over. But it's over. The Packers are the better team. The Bears are going to have a tough schedule down the way. I do not see a scenario. The Packers are not NFC North champions. Now the question is, the question is one seed to me.
Yeah, Brad,
that's what the focus is.
Brad, you're completely off with this. I think you're jumping way too ahead, right?
The Green Bay Packers, have confidence?
No, I have confidence, but the Green Bay Packers did not win the NFC North on Sunday yesterday. The Green Bay Packers still have a tough schedule that they have to go through where they're going to have to actually go and win the NFC North. The Bears played a very physical brand of football yesterday, but the Packers were more physical, and the Packers need to make sure that they bring that type of tenacity each and every single week. I hope the Packers ain't walking around thinking, oh, we beat the Bears, we're in first place, well, now we're good to go.
I'm glad you said that, though, because
you got to have a mentality
The next two teams are, like, the Broncos are a top three defense in all of the NFL.
Yeah, you're playing a first place team.
They play
right
Sean
now.
Payton team that's known to be physical. Then you're going to play the Bears again, where you obviously saw them give you their best shot.
They sure did.
And if you think they're not going to try and wind back up if they do beat the Cleveland Browns and you beat the Broncos and you're only up, that half game? They're going to bring that second best shot.
It's a must-win game for the Chicago Bears 2 weeks from now. And so the Green Bay Packers cannot sit here and act like they won anything. They didn't do anything but win another football game in the long journey of trying to win a Super Bowl. That is all it is. This division is not over. You still got to face a Baltimore Ravens team that, though they are down this year, they still have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. So I would not say this season is close to being over. They need to earn everything. Earn everything, and that's exactly the mentality I hope they have throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah, their job is to stay week to week, and they can't look ahead.
But my job is
to tell you exactly what my eyes are telling me. My eyes are telling me this team is one of the best teams in the NFC, and for sure the best team in the NFC North. You would be on my side if I were to tell you, if we were to fast forward to January 5th, whatever that Monday is, and if the Packers aren't NFC North champions, you would be stunned. Shocked, appalled, would you not?
I would be stunned and shocked. But again, you're not appalled.
Disgusted.
But they will
win the division.
Your next three games are against teams that are vying for some type of playoff position. The Baltimore Ravens are in a must-win mode. The Chicago Bears are in a must-win mode. And the Denver Broncos are trying to play for a one seed. So these games matter for the next three games. You don't have any cupcakes. You don't have any guys mailing the season out at this point. It's until you get to what you guys are calling the University of Minnesota and the Vikings.
But this is where trust in Jordan Love and Micah Parsons and Matt LaFleur really comes in. Because if those three guys, I know there's more guys in the football team, but you're really the pulse of your team. Matt LaFleur, Jeff Hafley,
the three that stood out the most.
Jordan Love, and Micah Parsons. That is where, if those three guys are truly going to be in the elite category, you put this thing away. That's what Rodgers did. That's what Favre did. That's what elite coaches, DNs, and quarterbacks do, is you have the division within grasp, you close the door, and you don't even make it a competition toward the end.
So what you're
saying, my confidence in them to be able to slam the door shut.
Let me play devil's advocate from a Brad, it's over standpoint. It's basically a pick 'em against the Broncos on the road. The Packers have not played their best football necessarily on the road. Mm-hmm. They lose this game, and the Bears, who are playing the Browns, who are a little bit more competitive, but they keep finding ways to lose, they win, Packers lose. The game in 2 weeks is the exact same scenario, not at Lambeau Field, where you're playing for the outright lead of the NFC North. So I think you're a little ahead of your skis. Your eyes may be telling all of this, but the
schedule
schedule and the way it lays out, there's a lot of tough games ahead for everyone to just
The Packers have played their best football on the road.
Devil's advocate.
They haven't lost on the road or tied since September. They've only won since September.
I just keep thinking about Cleveland in the back.
Carolina
was in November at Lambeau.
Is that the Bears have 49ers and the Lions the last 2 weeks. Packers have a struggling Ravens and the University of Minnesota.
It's Lamar and Derrick Henry. If they win out, which they may lose another game, they're fighting for their lives.
I know, but this is not the Ravens team of last year. Right,
I think the focus needs to be, as you said, going into this game, how you said, oh, well, the Packers need to, you know, make sure that they don't turn the ball. No, the Packers need to make sure that they're winning every single football game.
I'm just mad. You need to go back to your playing days. We need week-to-week Brad. Brad is promised right now. Why are you trying to be a hero after they beat the Bears with four games left?
Playing Brad is long up in the rear view. You have Radio Brad and Radio Brad. Media Brad. Analyst Brad.
He's telling
Analyst
what the
Brad looks at this team and says, you got an elite quarterback in Jordan Love. Top three MVP kind of guy. Matt LaFleur in his bag. He's letting it rip. Yeah, Micah Parsons. Give the man a holding call. I see everything I need to see when it comes to the ingredients to win an NFC North.
Yeah.
And I just do not see a scenario where they are not crowned NFC North. And I'm willing to say that right now.
That's where you do not see a scenario.
Do you see a scenario
where they do not win?
I mean, I see it. Do I believe it? Of course not. I think yesterday goes a really long way to Brad's point.
I agree with his overall premise, but he's trying to be Backbone Brad, and I don't buy into Backbone Brad.
Backbone Brad.
Yeah.
Backbone Brad's definitive. I like
stand
that.
Stand on business.
that's true, Brad. You can stand on business because guess what? We're going to look back here a couple weeks from now after the holiday, and Brad's going to be like, I told you so. You guys were sweating. I already had my NFC North Championship hat on.
I'm ready to pre-order it.
Hey, go. You know what, Brad? I hope you can stand here. Matter of fact, I hope when we go play at University of Minnesota, I hope you're already puffing out your chest saying, well, I don't know who we're going to rest this week. That's what I hope.
The only question is number one seed. That's the only thing that I'm worried about.
I like that mentality. I do like Backbone Brad.
Are you going to take
Brad.
This prediction to the bank?
I will always take it to the bank, and when I do so, I'm going to deposit it right into
Beans. Already chimes in. I like this Brad better than last year's Brad.
Yeah, that's
maybe
right,
this is what a kid does.
That's right. I mean, look at me. I'm evolving too. I'm like Jordan Love. He evolves. I evolve over time. And one thing that you're going to have to evolve into is a relationship with Bank 5-9, because they are here to make your life better. Not only are they a top workplace for 16 straight years, but they just won the prestigious Community Choice Award as best bank in the Milwaukee area. You only do that if you are taking care of every single part of your customer's financial life. Not only that, top workplace, but also more importantly, their involvement in the community. Volunteerism, charitable giving, making lives better. They are truly working out and walking out their mission of making lives better with several hundred nonprofits that they support in the Milwaukee area. So if you are looking for that true local community bank, Bank 5-9 is the place to be. Check them out at their local bank branch or bank59.com.
Little look ahead scenario. Because we have Backbone Brad.
Are we looking ahead?
Let's look ahead.
Y'all swear we're not playing a team on a 10-game winning streak coming up on Sunday.
Backbone Brad wants to do this next. We follow Backbone Brad. People like him.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
We've called him Whitey Tighties. We've called him the Hall Monitor. He's Jesse Nelson. Like, he's just, I'm Jesse Nelson. Kyle, you're Jesse Nelson.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
If 2025 was summarized by pain in your joints, then let 2026 be the year that you feel better again. Say goodbye to those pain that you're feeling in your knees, your hips, your shoulders, or your back, and say hello to QC Kinetics because they are the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. QC Kinetics will be able to take their tools, the tools that you have in your body already, the cellular technologies that they pair that with no surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery, just your body feeling alive once again. When you go there for your free consultation, they're going to take a glimpse inside that joint, tell you exactly what's going on, and put you on a personalized path to pain-free recovery. You'll be amazed, just like I was when I went to the Greenfield location here in Milwaukee, at everything they can do to give you your life back. QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine for a reason, and giving you your best year yet with a 2026 that is pain-free. Schedule your free consultation today at 414-240-2298. That's 414-240-2298. 414-240-2298.
Kyle Brustin Ortman with you on 94.5 ESPN, YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. And if you don't have the ESPN Wisconsin app, download it. It's so easy to use. You can listen anytime, anywhere. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. And right now, the Packers sit in first place of the NFC North and second in the NFC if the season were to end right now. And as we know, the season does not end right now because the Bears went from first to seventh, just like that.
They need a ladder. As who told us that?
Cat. No, you're right. You're right. We should send him a ladder too. I'll get his address.
Yeah, we need to send him a ladder.
Send a small little ladder.
A little Timu ladder.
Timu ladder.
So you can step up and see the Packers ahead of the Bears in first place.
He owes
place.
Us what?
Nothing.
He's still outstanding. He's not going to be at my place in Oshkosh.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strouf.
I saw Cap yesterday.
Oh yeah.
I did.
This is David Kaplan, host of ESPN 1000's Cap and Jay Hood in the Mornings, who came on with us last Monday and was talking a lot of nothing.
Lake's frozen.
And?
The lake is frozen. He can't jump in it.
Well,
make a hole.
Do something.
His wife backed him up on that one.
Oh, of course he needed his wife to back him up.
Damn,
take
the lake's
that,
frozen already?
So the minute, and I mean the minute, there's no more ice on that lake, you jump in. Because that temperature is probably still going to be in the 40s. That's going to be a quite chilly leap in that lake right there. Is that probably March, mid-March?
Who knows, man. I didn't expect all this freezing cold weather as quick as it came.
Do lakes usually freeze by this date?
I think he's lying.
Is this normal?
I'm calling the whole Kaplan
Lake Winnebago is a big lake. I feel like there's some small lakes
any,
by any
the lake. Any
Lake
Winnebago goers in the car with stock and text line to confirm or deny a liar at ESPN 1000?
You're going to see like just a little bit of ice on the shoreline, and that'll be enough to scare Kaplan.
I see some people doing some research right here. So as I was going to mention, the Packers are the 2 seed, and as they're chasing down this 1 seed, and we all plan on Backbone Brad come week 18 telling us, see guys, look, they're the 1 seed and everything's all good. If the Packers played as the 2 seed at home, it is shaking out to be the Lions or the Bears. This is if they are the 2 seed. And I ask you, who would you rather face, the Bears or the Lions? You've seen the Lions twice and the Bears once. You're going to see the Bears again. And maybe that kicks them further down and it's the Lions and who knows. But right now, I have a 60-40 lean of who I'd want to see the Packers play at Lambeau Field. And is simply because Jared Goff has 2 gloves and can't throw in the cold, I would rather see the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field than the Chicago Bears running the football against the Packers. Even though Caleb Williams sucks, still, I still believe that. They had to run a fake football game, play action 63% of the time, roll him out to the right, made a couple good throws, but he is so limited.
Caleb Williams sucks. Ha!
Actually, I don't care, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would make for a thrilling game, but if I had to choose my opponent, I would rather choose the Bears. Now, We know that Caleb Williams, super limited. He's got a ceiling. They've got a game plan that they have to be able to execute perfectly to
win. Yeah, it's like a one-dimensional
thing. They got to get turnovers, and they got to run the football. The Packers already have their game plan to beat that. I expect them to have that same game plan when you go to Soldier Field and beat them again in 2 weeks, and I have no doubt that you'd be able to do that then. Not only that, man, we forget, this would be Caleb Williams' first playoff games. Most of these guys haven't played in a playoff game in their career. The Detroit Lions, they have experienced that. Now, they haven't had a whole lot of success, but they have had that experience. So between Jared Goff and all those weapons that they have, and still an opportunistic defense, I would rather have the inexperienced sort of potential capped Bears than a Lions team that I don't know what I'm going to get. I feel like it wouldn't surprise me if the Packers played the Lions, if you blew them out, or if the Lions like won by double digits. Like that's how good I think the Lions still can be, but they have a level of dysfunction that makes them inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, the Detroit Lions at the end of the day have still a lot of explosive players, and they've been there, done that. I think there's a lot of credence in what
Kyle,
Brad
I'm
is
disappointed
saying.
In you.
Well, why are you disappointed in me?
Because I wanted you. I was testing as I threw this question out. This was the look ahead. This was the look ahead. And you're supposed to be the guy to keep the pulse here.
Gladly
at KBN
talking look ahead.
And say, bumps this conversation. We play the Broncos on Sunday. This is week by week. We're not looking ahead. The schedule change, the standings change. We saw that. You already even said that at the start, Ben. This is about the Packers taking care of business.
Kyle,
I'm
join me over here. Join me over here in the playoffs.
I simply was playing y'all little stupid game of looking ahead to the playoffs, okay? I can sit here and
you
not
used to stand on business and
well,
become soft.
I have not become soft, but I got to pick and choose my battles. And I have already said I disagree with the fact that we're already talking about the playoffs and the Bears and the Lions and who you would rather play and what the seed is, assuming that the Packers won't be the number one seed. I think it is garbage that we're doing it. But if I did have to choose, I'm choosing the Chicago Bears. I am. The Chicago Bears were tough yesterday, but when the pressure gets ratcheted up in the playoffs, I don't think the Chicago Bears will be able to respond. The Chicago Bears don't have somebody talented like they do with Jahmyr Gibbs. They don't have a level of talent like they have with Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. So at the end of the day, though the Green Bay Packers, to me, have dominated the Detroit Lions this year, I'm not looking to play them a third time, especially in the cold weather. I'm fine with it. If it is what it is, let's go. I'm ready to ride with my boys. But give me the Chicago Bears that, despite Caleb Williams being able to keep things alive, I still think that team is very one-dimensional.
Alex Stroh, you have the floor.
I don't care. I'm focused on the Broncos.
That boy,
wow.
The true Packer backer of
he
KBN
is so checked out
strikes
today.
Again. No,
I don't care.
Stroh actually stood on business and is focused on his team's week-to-week performance, unlike you, Kyle, who just looked ahead and played our game.
Listen, I have a show to do. I got to earn this check. The last thing I want is for Ben to go to his big boss man, best friend, best man, to go say.
He does have the boss in his pocket.
To go
you're
walk
right.
in there and he closes the door. I'm like, uh-oh, who has been ratting on today? It's going to be Kyle. We had a whole segment, and Kyle's taking the Packer backer too far where he didn't want to do the segment.
That's true.
We got to get it fixed.
You know what? This is something that's happened in the past. I can tell the way you're talking.
No.
Man,
has
no.
It? Has it?
I mean, you.
Not on
that's
me.
That's crazy, not- man. You heard me the other day? That's wild.
I see Ben cross his legs. I say, oh, he's standing on business.
Yeah, he's always throwing one of us under the bus every single day when he's in there.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys think that what I talk about is you guys 24/7.
I know exactly what you guys are talking about on the work dime.
You know what it is.
I know, but I don't blame you because you know what? You get text messages from the people who run the company.
Today.
So I already know. So I ain't mad at you.
The answer's fantasy football for those not
yes,
in the
yes.
Kyle
but
and Ben
joke.
Nobody
cares about anyone's fantasy football team except I care about Strophs because this is only funny because if you win in the league, the relegation league, he's in a four-team relegation league. You have a team that might be in the big boy $800 buy-in, and you don't have $800.
Well,
$800 buy-in?
Well,
Strophs, what are you going to do?
The
well,
buy-in is paid.
Here's what I'm going to do. Yeah, the buy-in will be paid for my first year.
Okay.
I'm going to win the whole damn thing.
No,
you drafted Loveland in four leagues.
Yeah, Strofe is not good at fantasy football. In the KBN Fantasy Football League, his team
bad,
is not,
bad year.
What
bad
a bad year.
KBN League. Yeah, bad year.
I saw his strategy.
Last time
drafting,
I checked, you and I are both on the couch. So I don't know why
not,
you're talking trash.
Not true. I'm a playoff team. I don't know what you're
oh, I thought
about.
You got eliminated.
No.
Either way, not, the idea of Strofe
I did.
Going out at Summerfest, he can't. If he joins this league, he won't be able to budget for Summerfest.
Everyone suffers with that.
No, I'll be fine.
Summerfest spending?
No, I'm going to win the league. I don't know what you're going on about. So, now, here's the issue with the relegation league. Okay, so it's a four-team league. I know nobody cares about fantasy football.
It's funny
because
it's
listen,
you.
You got to listen to how dumb this is, though. I got bullied into this by Greg Scalzo. My team name is Bullied by Scalzo. It's a four-team league. All four teams make the playoffs. So the regular season doesn't matter
nothing.
At all.
Despite, yeah, that's crazy.
Despite the fact I went 10-3 in the regular season and am the one seed, guess what? The four seed's up on me in the playoffs right now.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Welcome to this league.
Still
this league is full of malarkey.
It's a two-week playoff, so we get next week as well. But I'm down. I put up 165 points this week. I'm getting outscored by 20. He's still got Jalen Hurts left tonight.
There's four teams in the
league. He's going to score 200 points this week.
You got next week. It's a two-week playoff?
Yeah, but the 10-3 regular season means squat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everything we talked about today with Jordan Love. He's got to be elite. He's got to do it in the playoffs.
That's
like
where it matters, Stroh.
Yeah, my team's not a carathon team, man.
Yeah, it was drafted by you, so. I mean,
yeah,
it's
elite team, though. Great regular season.
Yeah. Going to have some defensive
culture Aaron, issue. We are not... Brad and Benny, this is where I love how you didn't say Kyle. This is where you back Stroh with some money. He is not a wise investment.
Yeah, he's not a wise investment, but that's a smart person. Understanding.
I would need a cut. I would need a pretty hefty cut.
You could have bought
Here's
in.
The other issue with this league. I don't win any money if I win at all.
Oh,
it just all goes to my buy-in for next year. So no matter what, I lose 200 bucks this year. It's a load of crap.
I don't understand how you were bullied into.
So I can explain this to you. Glad you asked, Brad. So we're at the ESPN Wisconsin Fantasy Football Draft at Pottawatomie Casino. Greg Scalzo pulls me aside from the KBN League, maybe why I did so bad this year, and he goes, I have a business opportunity for you. And I said, phenomenal.
You go. I just lost money on Bitcoin.
I thought it was work related. So I thought, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so I go away from the draft for a moment, and he goes, we're starting this league. Would love for you to be a part of it. And I said, I'm in too many leagues. I'm probably good. But you can send me more information if you'd like. The next day, I get an email. Not
Thank
from Greg.
You for joining.
Yes, from the commissioner, who is a, let's just put it this way, he's a savvy businessman, well-respected in these parts. Okay? He sends me an email that says, Dear Stroh, welcome to the league. And I'm not going to say to this guy, who I think kind of respects me for joining this league now, like, oh, by the way, I never...
Cloud Stroh!
I never... Well, he's like a savvy businessman. I respect the hell out of him.
Well, so Luis from Pottawatomie said, looks like he needs a sponsor for his team.
Oh.
Luis, don't do it. Don't do it.
Next year, Luis.
Victory Monday, not for Stroh, but for the Green Bay Packers and what they did against the Bears, is brought to you by National Liquor Mart at 16th and National in Milwaukee. Packed with the best beer, seltzer, liquor, and spirit deals in town. Open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, where your satisfaction meets their plan of action. We have Brian Bulaga joining us at 4:45. Wheel of Stroh. Maybe. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
I can't believe she delegated the weeds.
I can't believe Brad just called my woman a cat.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
You are reminded of how salty and grimy those roads are every time you look at your car, but the solution is Tsunami Express Car Wash. Tsunami Express is the area's leader, premier car wash, and you got to give yourself that gift this holiday season because it looks too much. You pay too much for that car to let it look the way it does. And Tsunami Express is giving you the opportunity to drive a car that feels like you just drove it off the lot. And you can be like me. You can become a member to have your ability to get a car wash over and over and over again to make sure your car is looking good all year long. You get fast lane access, unlimited car washes, free vacuums, detailing tools with every visit, and there are so many Tsunami Express locations that you can find one near you. So when it's the saltiness of the road and the griminess of all the snow, go to Tsunami Express for that fresh, clean inside and out and experience how to wash, chill, repeat with Tsunami Express Car Wash.
Are you ready to roll, Strophy? I'm Kyle Brustin-Ortman.
I might boycott after today, but I'm
boycott
ready.
What?
I'm
boycott
ready for,
what?
I'm ready for today. I might boycott the Wheel of Stroke.
Oh, here you go. You're just like Greg Scalzo. I want to do boycotts. Can you ever be original?
You want less segments?
That is shocking.
No,
that means he's mailing it in. That's not Stroke's going to a concert tonight. That's what it is.
Oh, he's setting all stuff up for tomorrow.
He's driving to Chicago to go to a concert tonight.
He doesn't have to do his show tomorrow, so he can mail
roll
it in.
I get send us
it.
An email.
This is a birthday gift. I didn't know about this like until 4 days ago.
Oh. He said he wasn't going to drink, but then he admitted he'll have a beer, which means
no,
he'll have two
I don't
beers.
Think I'm going to drink. I did enough of that this weekend.
Strofe, why you got to lie?
I'll report back tomorrow, but I'm driving.
How was your office? Or my office? Or the office?
Your office, great. By the way, I have tokens for you specifically.
Hey!
Wait, didn't you
tell
us that you met somebody that all has very hard opinions on each one of us?
Yes, I did, yes.
Are they air appropriate?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I don't think I want them then.
I want them.
I want to hear even more now.
It's time for the Wheel of Stroh.
Okay, now Ben's trying to tell me how to do the damn segment.
Because you you told me you didn't want to do it, so I'm making sure you're prepared because I know you're mailing in for the concert.
I love when I hear Ben trying to, I don't even know, whisper in your ear, especially when we're doing a live read or talking. I hear Ben, so you want to do this next? And I'm just trying to stay locked in and focused. Brad, have you heard this as well?
Oh, yeah, I hear it. I hear these voices in my ear as
said,
I'm trying to go through and talk about
try
our wonderful
doing this
partners.
Here?
Like, bro, you ain't prepared.
No, I'm completely prepared. We'll get to that in a moment.
Oh, yeah?
We'll get to
you're
that.
Lying.
No, I'm not. Teeth. I'm not lying. I will get to it in a moment. However, I would just like to discuss the fact that this is the first Monday and six of them we're doing the Wheel of Stroke.
Oh, wow.
First Monday in a
month
and a half.
Well, you've been keeping track. Receipts.
Yes, I'm keeping receipts. We only did the Wheel of Stroke twice last week.
Strofe, in my defense, pat on the back to me. What did I say to you, Strofe?
See, but here's my problem with this.
So don't do it when you want to take a break, when you want to kick your feet up and not do the driving one segment. That's when you decide, oh, you know what? Today's be a good Wheel of Stroke thing. You're doing reverse psychology. I'm not the one mailing it in. It's you, you Bears fan.
Wow. He said you took an L yesterday.
The disrespect.
Look at how red he is and how angry he is.
He's stressed.
That was worth the crash out.
You are at 27.
As the young can say, he just crashed out.
Yeah, it's too much stress for being 27.
Bro, man.
Why are you so irritable today?
Protect that pig heart of yours. Don't get so angry.
You try working with the three of you every day. See how that does for your gray hairs.
I think Brad and I have been very pleasant today.
Lovely, I've been pleasant too.
You have been pleasant. Everybody. Been positive, but
why you just go crazy like that?
Yeah, you all red like a
people
damn
on the
tomato.
Carbus Talking text line are now checking in on your health.
Yeah, man, you need to talk to AI, your AI therapist.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, yes, it is.
What do you type in? Give me therapy, AI?
You just talk to AI. Y'all go ahead. I don't personally do it, but y'all, I heard of people who do it.
Huh.
Well, AI, are you prepared, Mr. Wheel of Stroh?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's do it. Here we go.
It's all normal now.
I feel better.
I hope you don't have to do push-ups, because I don't feel like you're in the state to do those.
Please, bad spin. That's a bad spin.
Purple?
Purple.
Purple for purple.
Why'd you say? Okay. That was the most six-year-old comment you've ever made on these airwaves. You, why did you add a question mark after the color purple?
I can't see any shades, and everything is darkened out. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Keyshawn Nixon, obviously, game-sealing interception.
Oh,
also
so
got
good.
Into a little bit of a tiff, if you will, early in the game. He got choked at one point. Micah Parsons on his new teammate.
He looks short man syndrome. You know, scrappy. Like, he's so scrappy. Like, he's not to be played with, bro. He's small in size, but he's like a pit bull. Like, he's scrappy on that outside. I mean, He knows when to turn it on.
Kyle, is short man syndrome a real thing?
Ha ha ha. Yes, it is. It definitely is. Short
do you have it?
No. I don't have it.
How
short,
short do you have to be for short man syndrome?
Well, he plays in the NFL. And most of those
does
guys
Greg
are like
Scalzo
16.
Have it?
Oh, yeah. Greg Scalzo is like a mini Napoleon. Well, I guess it wouldn't be mini Napoleon. American
damn.
Napoleon.
Well, a regular size Napoleon.
Are you kidding me? Do y'all know Greg Scalzo terrorized Ben Bruss on radio
it's
for
true.
Like six straight years? You don't think that has any type of Napoleon type process to him? That man is a driver. He pushes people. He is like a little
it's
menace.
True.
But he gets the results. I'm dead serious. He destroyed Ben mentally so much that Ben, even after he destroyed him mentally, Ben thought, this is good for me. I want you to be my best man.
Yeah.
You broke me. You broke me, and I love you.
Not only abuse, but then thanking him for the abuse.
Yeah, as being...
That is the ultimate...
Only to abuse him more at his wedding in front of everybody.
That sounds toxic.
Yes.
Homer, you're smiling. Do you have anything to add?
No. He's the boss.
Yeah. Well, anyways, the Keyshawn Nixon thing, by the way, my favorite part, as you guys all know, is Micah's hilarious. The media laughs so they can get the exclusive one-on-one interview. Who's laughs the best?
Shirt man syndrome.
Micah, that's hilarious.
You're so funny, Micah.
Shirt man syndrome.
Oh, there's one in the back. One that's big cackle.
That's a big cackle
in the back.
Belly laugh.
Keyshawn Nixon taking shots at the Bears after the game with Aaron Andrews on Fox.
Lambeau's always a great atmosphere to play in, but I think this is my first ever having a meaningful game against the Bears since I've been here. And we know Lambeau's going to show up. We're going to show up for him. That's what we did, for sure.
First time having a meaningful game against a divisional opponent on national television. Is that fair or foul?
Fair.
That's factual. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Spot the lies, we say here.
That's not his fault that the Bears haven't been relevant
in
years.
Don't look at me like I called it foul. I asked the question.
Spot the lie, damn it. I also thought it was crazy when he was talking. Like he was talking, and he was like, I don't do this for anybody but myself.
Yeah, he does have a little bit of pit bull in him. He's it's a little edgy.
He's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Give it up for the Wheel of Strofe.
Wow.
Wait, why did you ask a second question without spinning?
Because it was all about Keyshawn Nixon.
I'm fine with that. Allowed.
Okay. I was hoping
that
you guys
could
push up.
Sit back and relax guy allowed.
Yeah.
Good job today. Good job today. I advocate for more Wheel of Strofe. How about that?
Wheel of Strofe and all of today is definitely brought to you by Victory Monday. You know, all of his happiness is he needing more love in the world. Brought to you by National Liquor Mart, 16th and National.
I agree.
9 to 9, beer, seltzers, liquor, spirits. Your plan of action is their satisfaction. Just go over there for everything related to your game days. We got a real brain in here next. It's Brian Belaga, the Super Bowl champ, before the Homer Hour. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
I don't value that.
You don't value much. You don't.
That's true.
No, that's true.
You guys are coming at me a little too much.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of. But back in Rutherford County, our crowd is sick.
Hey, it's your boy Kyle Wallace here for Universal Windows Direct. And if you're looking to make any upgrades to your home, you can do it now. If you are going through these cold days and you can just feel that cold air seeping through your window, it does not have to be like that. And you can speak with my friends at Universal Windows Direct and they can hook your home up. Right now, when you work with Universal Windows Direct, you can buy two windows, get two free, and there is absolutely no limit. Plus, you'll get 0% interest for 60 months. That is 5 years of zero interest financing. And on top of that, because they love you, guess what? The bonus gift they have, a free vacation voucher with your project. Yep, you're improving your home now, and you'll have a future trip to look forward to in the future when you work with UWD. Call them today for your free in-home estimate at 414-410-2000. That's 414-410-2000. Or visit them at UniversalWindowsDirect.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. And like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Joining us on this Victory Monday before the Homer Hour is Brian Belaga. Brian, good day.
How are we doing?
How much did you enjoy watching the Packers beat the Bears in a meaningful game?
It was great to see. I thought it was a great game, too. I thought it was a fantastic game. It was kind of, it lived up to all the expectations, I think, that it got prior, right? It wasn't a snooze fest by any stretch of the imagination. And got to give it to Chicago, right? I mean, I'm obviously very happy that Green Bay took care of business and on the other end of it. But you got to give it to Chicago, right? Like they came in and the record was what it was, and they played up to it, right? They fought all the way until the end. They drove it down at the end, and obviously Green Bay got the better of them. And it was a good football game. And it's going to be, I think, just the exact same way when they go to Soldier Field in a couple weeks. And I'm looking forward to that one too. I think it's going to be a little more spicy in Chicago in a couple weeks.
It may be spicy, but I got to know right now, Brian, what more can Jordan Love do? Another game-winning drive in the fourth quarter. What more do you need to see from Jordan Love in order to put him in that elite quarterback as an NFL quarterback in the season of 2025?
Well, an elite quarterback in 2025. I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess how do we judge these things these days, right? I mean, I feel like that conversation changes every single year.
Well, who's your top three then?
I don't.
It ain't Lamar. It ain't Pat Mahomes this year. It's Jordan Love. No.
Listen, I mean, you gave me like 2 seconds.
Yeah, geez, easy, Kyle.
My bad.
Just say it, Ryan. Yeah.
I mean, good.
Kyle only thinks people are good when they agree with his opinions. Just
well, Brian's always good.
I mean, listen, obviously right now he's playing at an extremely high level. And like, I don't have any, there's no negative. I mean, the only negative was that first interception. I'm not too sure where that was going, right? I think that's the only bad thing you could say about his entire game. But I think that's the only bad thing you could say about how he's played over, like, the last, like, month, like, was that pass. Like, I mean, and to be honest with you, like, that's about it. I mean, he's been playing at an extremely high level. I mean,
is this level good enough to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah, the way he's playing, absolutely. And I mean, you name a quarterback right now, you'd say Stafford. The way Stafford's playing is extremely high level. You'd say Stafford's playing that way. And I don't know, I'm trying to think around the NFL.
Drake May right now.
Yeah, May's playing really good, even though that he doesn't really throw over for 300 yards at all yet, I don't think, this season. But, you know, that's the thing about the quarterback play. Like, I would say Jordan Love is definitely in there in the top three or four talk right now, for sure. I don't know how you don't put him up there. I just think right now he's operating at a very high level. He's playing, like I said, besides that first interception, he's playing super clean with the football, which I think allows them to do exactly what they did yesterday, right? Like game-winning drives and continuing to stay on the field and just constantly put up points. Like, I feel like every time he throws the ball, it's going to be completed, right? And that's a very, like, that's a very good feeling to have as just not a player on the field, but as a fan, right? Every time he puts it up, you have a good feeling it's going to be caught. So, not too many negatives about his game right now. That's for sure.
Brian, your co-host here, Homer, had a very strong opinion on the defense performance in the second half yesterday.
They were embarrassing.
So I want to hear from
lucky as hell that they didn't end up in a tie game because the quarterback for the Bears made a horrible.
Or maybe the defense took away his first option.
Yes, this is Brian's.
I want to hear from Brian.
They didn't take away anything.
What he everything thinks was happened. Open. I don't think it was as bad as Homer says, for the record. What happened first half to second half to where the Chicago Bears is actually having some success against the defense?
I mean, they ran the ball better. I mean, and the thing is, like, we all knew, like, that was going to be what they were going to lean into, right? Like, they were going to lean into running the ball. And honestly, too, what happened was, to extend drives, like, Caleb Williams broke contain in the pocket and he made some nice throws on the run, right? Like, those are off-schedule plays that you can't count on. Drive in and drive out. Like, you just can't count on those to beat you all the time. And he made some of those plays, and you're gonna get beat by some of those at times, right? Like, and that's the way it goes, right? And you love it when your team does it, and when the other team does it, Homer says it's like embarrassing. So, like, it's just.
Wait a minute. This defense is really good. They dominated them in the first half.
Brian, get in his behind during the Homer hour.
The Packers defense was out there for two-thirds of the second half. The Packers either scored quick or had two three and outs in the second half.
They did.
They were out there for a long time.
They're gassed.
Yeah, and listen.
Excuse me, the defense stunk right after halftime. Were they tired because of halftime?
Well,
defensive performance was no better the first series than it was the rest of the half, and I checked, they were not tired coming out of halftime.
There's also some adjustments, right? Some scheme adjustments.
What was the final score, Homer?
What was it?
28-21.
Okay.
Were the Packers lucky at the end of the game?
No.
Time out.
He made a great play.
Time out. They gave up 21 points, Homer. Is 21 points good enough to win an NFL game?
Can be.
Okay. So they didn't stink that bad then. They didn't stink that bad.
Over the course of the game, yes. They gave up three in the first half.
I get that, but Okay. Teams make adjustments.
They don't make adjustments. Only the offense makes adjustments. Homer. What?
This is going to be a fun show.
This is going to be a fun show.
My daughter, let me tell you that much. Brian, thank you for that.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you guys.
Take a breath. You got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. That's Brian Bulaga, the Super Bowl champ. Next to me is Homer. Well, that's what you're going to get. Homer and Brian Bulaga on the Homer Hour from 5 to 6. Will, the Bears fan, keep it quiet back there when running the show. Homer Hour in 2 minutes. The show that never